A comprehensive guide to choosing the right protein powder. From hemp to pea to whey, protein powders are a staple for many people seeking to boost their overall protein intake and health. With the wide range of options available, each boasting unique benefits and potential drawbacks, navigating the spectrum of protein powders can be daunting. Understanding the various types is essential for making an informed choice that best aligns with your dietary and fitness goals. Potential benefits of protein powders. Protein powder is a concentrated dietary supplement derived from animal or plant sources. It offers a convenient way to boost protein intake and comes in various flavors. Weight management. A protein-rich diet can help you feel full for longer, potentially aiding in weight management. A systematic review published in Nutrition Reviews in 2018 found that protein supplementation may be effective for reducing fat mass and promoting weight control without sacrificing lean muscle mass when taken with meals, as opposed to between, and in conjunction with resistance training. Muscle growth and repair. Protein powders support muscle recovery and growth, particularly following exercise sessions. A review of 49 studies encompassing nearly 2,000 people published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine in 2018 concluded that dietary protein supplementation significantly enhanced muscle strength and size during prolonged resistance exercise training in healthy adults. Convenience with a nutrition boost. Protein powders offer a convenient and quick way to get more protein without extensive meal preparation. They're particularly beneficial for those with higher protein needs or dietary restrictions, such as vegetarians and vegans. Do you need protein powder? Consider your personal lifestyle and nutritional needs when deciding whether to incorporate a protein powder supplement into your routine. The International Society of Sports Nutrition published a review in 2017 on protein and exercise. Their position was that while it is possible for physically active individuals to obtain their daily protein requirements through the consumption of whole foods, supplementation is a practical way of ensuring intake of adequate protein quality and quantity while minimizing caloric intake, particularly for athletes who typically complete high volumes of training. Dr. Robert McLaughlin, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, told the Epoch Times, "For most people, protein powder should be used to supplement, not replace whole foods. Protein supplementation is unnecessary and potentially harmful for sedentary individuals or those with medical issues like kidney disease," said McLaughlin, who also completed a fellowship in sports medicine. Athletes and very active people can benefit from additional protein for muscle gain and repair. The ideal type of protein powder depends on a person's needs and diet. The amount of powder needed varies based on activity level, health, and goals, McLaughlin said. Animal versus plant-based protein powder. Plant-based protein contains fewer essential amino acids and has a lower digestibility than animal-based protein, making animal-based sources generally easier for the body to absorb. However, when it comes to muscle gain, the differences appear to be negligible. A study published in the Journal of Nutrition in 2022 comparing animal and plant-based protein found no difference in postprandial muscle protein synthesis, the process of muscle protein being created after a meal, from the ingestion of 30 grams of milk protein compared to the equivalent amount of a blend of wheat, corn, and pea protein. A systematic review and meta-analysis published in Nutrients in 2021 came to a similar conclusion: the source of protein did not affect absolute lean mass or muscle strength. However, animal protein gave a more significant boost to the percentage of lean mass, particularly in people younger than 50. Animal-based protein powder sources. Protein powders are available from several sources and have unique characteristics and benefits. When choosing the best protein powder for you, consider factors such as your dietary preferences, fitness goals, and any allergies or sensitivities you may have. Whey protein powder. Derived from cheese and other dairy products, whey protein is a popular supplement containing all essential amino acids. It's quickly absorbed and has high levels of leucine, which is shown to stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Casein protein powder. Casein, another milk-derived protein, digests slowly, steadily releasing amino acids into the bloodstream. For this reason, some people prefer to take it before bed to support muscle growth during sleep. Bone broth protein powder. Bone broth protein powder is derived from liquid bone broth from chicken, beef, or fish. Bones and connective tissue are simmered to extract nutrients. The resulting broth is dehydrated into a concentrated powder. It is rich in collagen, gelatin, calcium, and various minerals. Collagen powder. Collagen protein powder is made from collagen, a protein found in the connective tissues of animals. It is the most abundant protein in the body and makes up your skin, bones, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Collagen is protein-rich and a high-quality source, but not a complete protein. This means it does not contain all the amino acids that make up protein. A study published in Nutrients in 2019 found that collagen may not be effective at altering body composition in overweight women. Collagen powder has several benefits, including supporting gut lining, skin and hair health, and liver function. Plant-based protein powder sources. Plant-based protein powders offer diverse options for people seeking alternatives to animal-derived proteins, catering to various dietary preferences and nutritional needs. Pea protein powder. Extracted from yellow peas, this plant-based protein is popular among vegans and vegetarians. A 2015 study published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition found that pea protein is as effective as whey for increasing muscle when combined with resistance training. Research also suggests that pea protein may increase satiety by slowing digestion. Peas are also high in dietary fiber, potassium, and B-group vitamins. Soy protein powder. Soy protein powder is made from defatted soybean flakes. Soy protein isolate generally has a higher protein content than food sources, such as soy milk. It is a good source of fiber, as well as vitamins and minerals such as calcium, iron, magnesium, and zinc. The amino acid profile of soy protein is close to animal protein. However, the content of amino acids may vary among soy products due to different processing. A 2020 randomized trial published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health found no difference between soy and whey protein in building lean mass and strength during strength training. The researchers noted that slightly more soy protein supplementation was needed to achieve the same effect as whey. Hemp protein powder. Hemp protein is a plant-based protein powder option made from grinding hemp seeds into a fine powder and removing the oil. It contains all 9 essential amino acids, making it a complete protein. Hemp contains omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids and is a good source of fiber. Brown rice protein powder. Extracted from brown rice, this powder contains vitamins and minerals, including iron, vitamin C, calcium, and fiber. Studies show it can be as effective as whey in improving exercise performance and body composition. Due to the varying benefits of plant-based proteins, there are mixed protein powder products made from a blend of plant sources that may offer a more comprehensive nutrient profile. Concentrates, isolates, and hydrolysates explained. The main differences between concentrates, isolates, and hydrolysates lie in their protein content and powder processing methods. Each type has its benefits, and the choice between them depends on individual dietary and fitness goals. Concentrates and isolates differ in purity, while hydrolysates are predigested for faster absorption, McLaughlin said. Concentrates. Concentrates are up to 80% protein by weight. The remaining 20% is usually comprised of fat, lactose, minerals, and moisture. Concentrates tend to have a higher amount of lactose and, subsequently, higher sugar and carbohydrate content. Isolates. Isolates are more concentrated than concentrates, with more than 90% protein by weight. They undergo further processing to reduce lactose and fat content, making them leaner and potentially more suitable for those with lactose sensitivity. Hydrolysates. Hydrolysates also undergo additional processing, making them more readily digestible and absorbable by the body. Hydrolyzed protein powders are often more expensive than the former types. A meta-analysis of 8 studies published in Nutrients in 2019 compared the effects of whey protein powder in concentrated, hydrolyzed, and isolated forms against a placebo. The review found no positive effect on muscle gain regardless of the type of whey protein used, its protein concentration, or the level of physical activity. However, there was a statistically significant reduction in fat mass for whey protein concentrate and individuals who engaged in regular physical activity. However, other research, including that done in older adults, found whey could help build muscle mass. A study published in 2018 in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research compared hydrolyzed chicken protein, beef protein isolate, and whey protein concentrate to a control group over 8 weeks combined with resistance training. While all groups experienced increased strength, the protein-supplemented group saw significant increases in lean mass and decreases in fat mass. Which is best for you? The existing data on the effects of concentrates, isolates, and hydrolysates surrounding muscle gain and fat loss is inconclusive, and more research is needed. All three provide a quality source of protein. For most, it is a personal preference. Those sensitive to lactose or following a low-carb or low-fat diet may opt for an isolate over a concentrate. Some may choose a hydrolysate if they have any digestive issues or are concerned about nutrition timing, as it will be absorbed faster. Those with no sensitivities or dietary restrictions seeking to add protein to their diet at a lower price point may opt for a concentrate. Potential downsides of protein powders. There are some potential drawbacks to protein powders to be mindful of before adding one to your diet. Overconsumption risks. Protein powders could be too much of a good thing. Excessive protein intake can strain the kidneys and cause dehydration or digestive issues. A systematic review of 11 papers published in 2021 in Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism found that prolonged, excessive whey protein supplementation, especially when combined with a sedentary lifestyle, may adversely affect kidney and liver function. Excess protein can also be converted into glucose, which is counterintuitive if the goal is weight loss. Quality concerns. Certain protein powders may contain undesirable additives, such as sugars or artificial flavors. Research also uncovered the presence of heavy metals in protein powders. An analysis of data reported from a U.S. Consumer Reports study and an evaluation by the Clean Label Project, published in Toxicology Reports in 2020, found that protein powder supplements may contain detectable levels of heavy metals and that plant-based protein powders tended to have a higher heavy metal burden than animal-based powders. However, the analysis ultimately concluded that using the typical serving size of protein powders as directed would not cause any adverse side effects from heavy metal exposure. To be sure you're selecting a high-quality protein powder. Look for powders with minimal ingredients and no artificial additives. Consider organic options to minimize potential contaminants. Check for NSF certified for sport or informed choice certifications. Consult with a healthcare professional or registered dietitian for personalized recommendations. Nutrient gaps. Over-reliance on protein powders may lead to missing out on essential nutrients found in whole food protein sources. Digestive disturbances. Varieties of protein powders containing lactose, such as whey, can be challenging for individuals with lactose intolerance. Whey protein isolate usually contains minimal lactose, while concentrates tend to contain more. If you are sensitive to lactose, look for a label that specifies the powder is lactose-free. How to use protein powders. For building muscle, ISSN recommends consuming protein within 2 hours of a workout. For weight loss, research suggests incorporating protein throughout the day to curb appetite and increase satiety. I have found whey protein isolate to be a high-quality option for many of my active patients looking to build muscle and recover from exercise, McLaughlin said. For those sensitive to dairy, a plant-based powder like pea protein can also work well and provide a complete amino acid profile, he added. Either way, I recommend choosing a powder with minimal added sugar. Any type of protein powder is simple to mix into a glass of water or milk or blend into a smoothie. However, protein powders have uses beyond just the glass. There are so many ways to add protein to your recipes and your plate, Meredith Mann, founder of The Peachy Spoon, a certified holistic nutrition coach and recipe developer, told the Epoch Times in an email. Baked goods like cookies, muffins, brownies, and baked oatmeal or an oatmeal are favorites of mine, she added. A plant-based protein powder, usually from rice and pea protein, can be a great option too, especially if your dietary preference is to not eat animal products, said Mann. However, plant-based varieties tend to have a chalky taste, rendering them not the best option for adding to baked goods, she noted, suggesting mixing a serving of the powder into plain yogurt or cottage cheese and enjoying it with a spoon or using it as a dip for fruit. Whatever source and form of protein you choose, quality is key when it comes to protein powders. Look for varieties with minimal ingredients. Mann said, some protein supplements can contain additives, artificial sweeteners, and added sugars, which some people may want to avoid.